It's a story that involves war heroes, love, and espionage. It may sound like a novel, but it was real life, and the outcome changed the course of American history. The story is this edition on the American Countryside.
It's an agronomic deep dive straight from the farm. Introducing Farming the Countryside, a new podcast from Andrew McCray.
Join me each week for a farmer-to-farmer conversation focusing on best practices to boost yields. We'll find out what's working and what's not in fields across farm country.
Ryan, was last year one of the first years that you used the micronutrient?
It was. I had bought a farm that was pretty poor, and I thought it would help to build up some yields on that farm.
Farming the Countryside with Andrew McCray is available wherever you access your favorite podcast, including iTunes, Google Play, and the new AgriTalk app.
Prepare for the future of ag technology at Farm Journal Media's Ag Tech Expo, December 3rd through the 5th in Indianapolis. Whether you're a novice or a tech-savvy early adapter, Ag Tech is your go-to source for the latest in the industry. Customize your event experience and gain a competitive edge with more than 25 educational breakout sessions focused on precision ag, using data, machinery and iron, and sustainable technology. Grower and retailer registrations only $99. Sign up today at www.farmjournalagtechexpo.com.
Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 1778. Benedict Arnold is a war hero, leading the Patriots to critical victory at Saratoga, but he's fuming mad.
Congress has promoted so many men with much less of a pedigree than he on the battlefield to general before him. Finally, he gets promoted to be general, and he says to the Continental Congress, "You owe me back pay, because I should have been promoted here," and they're like, "Well, we're not paying you."
Char Weigel says Arnold had been injured in the war and needed a cane to walk, yet Arnold wanted to remain active. He was stationed to Philadelphia due to an appointment made earlier in 1778.
Washington sees him in Valley Forge, and he realizes how injured his beloved general is. And Arnold's begging Washington to get back into the battlefield because this is where he excels. And Washington thinks he needs to recuperate.
Washington made Arnold the military commandant of Philadelphia. Living in the city at the same time was a man 10 years younger. Handsome, charming, the polar opposite of Benedict Arnold.
And this is British Major John Andre, one of the top spy masters for the British Army up in this part of the country. And not surprisingly, all the young women in Philadelphia are in love with Andre. And one in particular, Peggy Shippen.
Peggy was 18 years old and said to be the most beautiful woman in Philadelphia. Arnold, 38 years old, asked for Peggy's hand in marriage.
And she accepts, which is kind of puzzling because her family leans loyalist. They're immensely wealthy. She could have any man. Well, they stay together for her whole life. But right after the marriage, by way of correspondence, she introduces her new husband, Benedict Arnold, to her old friend, Major John Andre.
You can see where this story is headed. And it continues next time as we travel the countryside in Tarrytown, New York. I'm Andrew McCray.